So today we're on day five of the Change Your Mind to Change Your Body Challenge. And I call it that because I truly believe that until you change your mindset and you change your old habits and behaviors around food and eating, you're not going to be able to lose weight, but most important, keep that weight off. Which is why so many people lose weight and gain it back, lose weight and gain it back. Because the habits, behaviors, and the way you think about food and eating, your programming, your messaging, your self-sabotage is the stuff that keeps repeating itself over and over again every time you lose the weight. And then when you're done, because the dieter's mentality is, oh, I reached my goal or I feel better, I don't have to think about that anymore, and I'm done. And then little by little, your old way of being, your old habits, your old behaviors, the same stuff that you told yourself that kind of put the weight on in the first place starts to creep back. And slowly over time, the weight comes back. And then one day you wake up and you're like, how did this happen? How did I gain this weight back? I don't understand. And so that's what this challenge is meant to do, to give you the tools to take you through the steps that you really need to lose weight and not gain it back again. So let's kind of get right to it. Changing the mental messaging. And so if you printed out today's or just remember this morning's email, one of the things that I really want you to think about, and I put it in there on purpose, it's not what you say out of your mouth that determines your life. It's what you whisper to yourself that matters the most. And that's that voice in your head. The voice in your head that pulls you down the rabbit hole, that gives you that messaging to get you to repeat your patterns, and it's that self-sabotaging voice. So that's what I want to talk about today. On day three, you were supposed to kind of really get clear on what that was. But today I really want to talk about how to change that and what you could do to change that messaging. So if you've gotten really clear and you've done some of the work and you've written down some of the things that you hear yourself saying to yourself, how do you change that messaging? Well, part of that is to get really clear on what it is and write yourself a new script. Write down on a piece of paper, and the best way to do this is to write it down, because when you write it down, you're going to remember it. So if you've written down what your messaging is, on the other side, make a line. On the other side, write down what are the other things that you can say to yourself? What is the more positive twist that you could put on it? This doesn't work. Yes, it does. I have to stay persistent. I can't do this. Yes, I can. I just have to keep going. I want that. I want to lose weight more. It doesn't matter. I totally matter. It's a matter of changing that negative voice to a positive one, but most important, staying connected to the outcome of what you want, because most people just don't stay connected to the outcome. So if your decision is to have a cookie and then you end up having six, there's definitely some kind of mental conversation that you're having with yourself between one and the first and the sixth. So if in those moments you say to yourself, I am not going to have more than one, and here's what I'm going to do, and stay connected to the outcome of that decision. If you're connected to the outcome, which is what's going to benefit you the most, then you're going to be able to make a better decision, because you want to stay connected to the outcome, because the outcome is what you want. Or if you eat six cookies, what's the outcome of you eating six cookies? The outcome is going to be you beating yourself up, and then your messaging is going to be, why did I do that? I'm such a loser. You're an idiot. You'll never lose this weight. And all that negative stuff that goes along with it. Another graphic that I put into the email this morning is you can't live a positive life with a negative mind. And we've got this loop. And so your thoughts determine your actions. So what we think determines what we believe. And your beliefs determine how you feel. And your feelings determined how you act. So think about it. If you think, I'm going to eat that cookie, I'm just going to have that, then chances are your actions are going to follow that thought. But if you decide, no, here's what I'm going to do instead. I'm going to go out for a walk. I'm going to go call my friend. I'm going to go upstairs and get away from the kitchen. If you have that thought and your action follows that thought, then you're going to create a new action. You're giving yourself a new direction and a new directive. So pay close attention to that. And also, I want to know if you've been listening and paying attention to what is your negative self-talk? Not just the stuff that happens to convince yourself and when you give yourself reasons why you should eat versus the reasons why you shouldn't, but the reasons why, what happens for you if you do make that negative decision? What is your negative self? What do you say to yourself? And so I want you to think about who do you love the most? Your kids, your family, your best friend, your pet. Think about, people, your pets, their family members. Would you ever speak to any of those people the way you speak to yourself? And when it comes to our pets, we still speak to them, but would you ever do something that wouldn't be in their best interest and you do it for them out of love? That's the stuff I want you to do for yourself. I want you to do this work for yourself out of love. I want you to start to practice self-love because that's all part of this journey. Because if you don't love yourself, if you don't put yourself first, if you don't learn how to tell yourself that you matter, how you feel matters, your opinions, your life, your health, it all matters. And if you go through trying to lose weight based on, beating yourself up and restriction and, depriving yourself, and you go through this in a negative way versus doing it in a positive way, it's always going to feel like a struggle and it's going to feel hard. So think about the times you've gone on a diet and you're like, I can't have that. I'm not supposed to have that. I shouldn't eat that. All those dieters mentality, language. And then you've done something, you've eaten something, and you feel like I've blown it. What's the use? I may as well keep on eating. Think about that cycle and think about how you berate yourself. But what if on the flip side, and again, this goes back to changing the messaging, you had said, you know what? That was just today. What's done is done. It's in the past. Either I have the whole rest of the day or tomorrow is a new day. I'm going to start getting back on track. It's the way you think that's going to determine your actions moving forward. So your messaging is so important. This is a process. This is a process of change. And it's step by step. And the kinder you are, and the nicer you are to yourself, and when you change the messaging and you go through the process, you are going to be able to lose weight and keep it off. And here's what I want you to think about. When you have those days, or you have those moments, you have those roadblocks, or those bumps in the road, as I call them, in life, if you're kind to yourself and you've got your messaging down, your new script down, you're going to be able to turn it around so much faster. You're not going to spend the whole day or the next 2, 3 days or 3 weeks going back down the rabbit hole because you've learned how to change and get yourself back on track so much faster. Because I know what happens. I mean, I work with clients all the time who have spent their life dieting, and when it feels hard or they mess up, they blame themselves, they go back into that spin cycle of what's the use, and then again, binging, overeating, and thinking it doesn't matter, I can't do it, I'm a failure, and then you've got that negative head going on. This is about changing the messaging, getting back on track faster, forgiving yourself, being kind to yourself. The same way if a friend said to you, I messed up today, you'd be like, oh, there's always tomorrow. And you'd make her feel good about it. So I want you to do the same thing for you. I want you to make yourself feel good and not berate yourself for having one bad eating meal or one bad eating day. My philosophy is how much, and how often in 7 days. So if most of your days you're eating whole, unprocessed, nourishing foods, 1 or 2 days shouldn't derail you. It shouldn't prevent you from losing weight, and it shouldn't make you gain weight. So I want you to think about that. You haven't given up the groundwork that you've lost. If one day something happens and you go off track, but it's what you tell yourself. What if you told yourself, you know what? That was yesterday. Today is a new day. I have another opportunity to make myself feel better. And this is what I'm going to do. And then you make a mental plan for yourself. And you tell yourself, you deserve to feel good. Whatever happened yesterday, and that's where you need to get clear. What happened yesterday? What derailed you? What made you hit that speed bump? What was it for you? What was your self-talk? What was the trigger? So all of these things are important to figure out the why of what happened. But what's really going to be really, really important is the messaging that you give to yourself. Changing the messaging, changing that script in your head. Because when you change the script in your head and then you follow your actions, follow your thoughts, you got it. But you have to be clear on what you're telling yourself, because you could tell yourself a negative or you could tell yourself the positive. It matters. You matter. Your decisions matter. And if you stay connected to the outcome of what you want, so you were all supposed to write your why statements. So go back to your why. Put it on a post-it note on your fridge. Put it on your bathroom mirror. Put your why someplace so you never forget why you're doing this work, why you want to make this change, why it matters. Am I changing that negative voice and tuning into that logical voice in your head? That logical voice will never steer you wrong. I want to coach you into a place where you get to change your way of being around food. I want to coach you into loving yourself more. I want to coach you into changing your habits and behaviors and helping you rewire your brain so you could achieve lasting weight loss. That is what I want for you. And I feel like that is my mission in the world. When people come to me and I help them create their change and lose weight for good. Because life is too short to spend so much time and energy on trying to break free of emotional eating and yo-yo dieting. It just is. So I'm going to do a quick recap of the last 5 days. And it's nourish, creating an awareness of your habits and behaviors, because you need to know what those are to change. And then day 3 is, what is your self-talk? Day 4 is, what are your triggers? Something else that's super important to get clear on. And today, changing your mental messaging. What do you say to yourself? How to change it? Because I will tell you, the thought's going to come. I mean, I still have those thoughts about, you know, do I want something sweet? Or, you know, things that, you know, sound a little negative in my head. But I'm so in tune to that negative voice that quickly, when I hear something that's negative, I jump right in there and I'm like, no, that's not the truth. No, you don't want to put that out into the world. No, you want to change that around. Here's what the truth is. This is a matter of helping you stay connected and changing your limiting beliefs about yourself, and that you can lose weight and keep it off. Changing your actions, changing that voice, changing your thinking from negative to positive, and loving yourself more, and getting you to the other side of this struggle. You know, because this really is about changing your self-talk, self-love. Really think about it. I was working with a client who, she wakes up every morning, she makes sure her cats are fed and they have what they need. And she just, you know, it's just like, no matter how little sleep she got, she's up at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning to make sure those cats have what they need. And now we're working on having her learn how to do the same thing for herself, to love herself in the same way and give herself what she needs and make herself a priority. And that's what this journey is about. Giving yourself what you need, making your needs a priority, and just knowing that slow and steady wins the race. Envision what you want. Envision what it's like, what your life is going to be like when you get to the other side and you just feel better about yourself and you feel better living in your body. Because I remember for the longest time, I was so uncomfortable in my body. And I spent way too many nights not going out because I just hated the way everything looked. I just did. And I sacrificed probably some fun nights with my friends because I was just a miserable human being because I wasn't liking myself and I wasn't liking the way I looked. And so when you feel like that, your self-esteem, everything just takes a nosedive and it affects everything that you do. So this is changeable. Weight is something that we could lose by loving ourselves more and changing the messaging in our head. Just imagine what that would be like if in a year from now or less, you can change this. Because my clients who are working with me in my 2017 group, they're down 20 pounds, 40 pounds, 50 pounds, and it's been less than a year. So if you need some help, jump on a call with me. Just go to speakwithlisa.com, and I'd love to speak with you.